بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز عن ربيعة بن يزيد عن أبي إدريس الخولاني عن أبي ذر الجنب بن جنادة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا، إلى آخر الحديث. الله سبحانه وتعالى commands us in the verse of the Qur'an, which we have mentioned over the last one or two days, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ, that, O you who believe, abstain from suspicion, from incorrect assumptions about one another. إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ, verily, on occasion when you will have suspicion, this will form a guna or a sin. And as we mentioned, there are stages of prohibition. First is suspicion. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not spy upon one another, do not investigate one another in a negative manner. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And then the third stage of what we find progression, first it is zan, thereafter it is tajassus, thereafter we get to what we call ghibat, backbiting, speaking ill about one another. The literal explanation of what is ghibat, that later on in the kitab, when we come to the chapter that is devoted to that, more detail will be given. But the fact of the matter, unfortunately, this is that guna and that sin. If we look at the wa'id, the mention of chastisement, punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this sin draws, on the one hand. And then on the other hand, how common this sin has become. And we find that this is something that, an attitude that is extremely dangerous. We can understand, stay away from liquor, stay away from zina, stay away from what we consider to be haram. If we look at individuals in our society, we'll find very often a person, mashallah, overtly, outwardly, this person makes a lot of effort, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, etc. But when it comes to ghibat, when it comes to backbiting, we find that this is one guna and sin that very few of us abstain from. In fact, many of us don't even consider it to be a sin. You find people going the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whole day of mujahada, sitting in talim, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, going out for gash, getting up for tahajjud, spending their time giving dawat, speaking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, an entire day of mujahada, entire day of neki, entire day of good deed, and then after supper at night, sitting outside the masjid for a few minutes, and what happens? We start making ghibat about somebody. We start speaking ill about somebody. What in reality are we doing? We are washing away an entire day's ibadat. In fact, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Thori der, layani ke andar, 40 din ke maqbool ibadat ke noor ko salb kar lete. He used to say that to sit and make layani, useless talks, little while, to do this for a little while, will wipe away the noor of 40 days of accepted ibadat. One of our elders, he says, the 23 years in tabligh, 23 years traveling the entire world, I've only come across two people that don't make ghibat. He says, in 23 years, meeting thousands of people, and not only people, ulama, meeting pious people, he says, in 23 years, I've come across only two people that don't make ghibat. One of the people he was referring to was Azamah Sayyid Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fil his qabr ul-nur, and the other ghaliban was Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. He says that this becomes such a common guna and sin. As I mentioned, we don't even realize what a reprehensible thing we are doing. We'll find, if we look amongst our masturat, a woman will be absolutely pious. One na-mahram, ghair-mahram man hasn't seen a strand of hair of hers also. She'll be paban with her ma'mulat, with her wazaif, etc. But when it comes to talking with her daughters about her daughter-in-law, she thinks nothing of it. Likewise, you'll find a young girl, all her wazaif, everything is up to date, parda, everything is there. But to speak ill about her in-laws, to speak ill about her sister-in-law, with her mother, etc., this almost a daily practice. What is happening, my respected brothers, is that shaitan is sitting back and laughing. He gives the example of elder. He says that a Jamaat leaves the precincts of Raiwin, mashallah, going in the path of Allah, the bedding on the back. They hire a bus, they jump on the bus, and what happens? The conductor of the bus has got music blaring. So whatever, astaghfirullah, haram. Put it off, bye, you are a Muslim, how can you be doing this? Totally haram to listen to music. This is the voice of shaitan. So the driver is instructed, put the music off, he puts the music off, and barely the bus has left the precincts of the markaz, and the Jamaat together are sitting and making ghibat about somebody. So other things we consider to them to be guna and to be sin. This is such a sin that the masjid is not safe. The haram of Makkah is not safe. The haram of Madinah Sharif is not safe. The Rawda Mubarak of Rasulullah SAW is not safe. People will be sitting in the saf waiting for salah in the haram of Madinah, close to the Rawda of Rasulullah SAW, and they are engaged in ghibat with one another. And yet we find the Mufassirin mention, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Do not make ghibat. Do not backbite about one another. And then what does Allah say? Ayuhibbu ahadukum an ya'kula lahma akhihi maytan fakarihtumu. Would you like to eat the flesh of the carcass of your dead brother? In Allah's court, this is what this guna is. Eating the flesh of the carcass of your dead brother. Mufassirin say, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ الَّذِي اِخْتَابَهُ الشَّخْصِ يُمَثَّلُ لَهُ بِصُورَةِ إِنسَانٍ مَيِّتٍ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ كُلْ بِاللَّحْمِهِ. On the day of judgment, that person you made ghibat about, his dead body, the appearance, the surat of his dead body will be brought in front of you, and the command will be given to you, كُلْ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ, eat from this flesh. Ma'iz Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that sahabi who committed zina, he made a mistake, and then such was his worry, such was his concern for the akhirat, that he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he begs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, establish aqim alayya haddam min hududillah, establish Allah's had upon me, in other words, stone me to death. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked away. Four times he established. He came again and again, insisted that he had committed this crime and he wants to be cleansed. Nevertheless, the incident is a lengthy one, I'm cutting it short. The had was established. Ma'iz Aslami was stoned to death. Now imagine this. This is a person who had committed zina, had broken the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committed adultery. A person who had committed adultery in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he had made tawbah. He had repented for his sin. One or two sahaba, after the stoning, pass a remark. What remark they pass? That look at this person. Allah Ta'ala hid his sin. He was not satisfied. He had to go and reveal his sin and publicly shame himself like this. This is the remark that they pass. It fell on the ears of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say anything. As they were walking on the roadside, there was a donkey that had died some time ago. Its carcass was rotting and a terrible stench was coming out of it. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed this donkey, he called for those two sahaba. They came to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I want you to eat from the flesh of this carcass. I want you to eat from the flesh of this carcass. They said, Ya Rasulullah, innahu muntina. There's a terrible smell coming. Ya Rasulullah, how is it possible that you are telling us to eat from this carcass? Such a terrible, dirty, filthy thing. How can we do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what you are doing just now is worse than this. What you are doing just now is worse than this. And then what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Allah has shown me ma'iz. Allah has shown me the person you were talking about. He is enjoying himself in the gardens of Jannah. And he is bathing in the streams of Jannah. Such a tawbah he has made. And what are you doing? What are you doing? You are besmirching his reputation. You are speaking ill about him. Now analyze this. They were making ghibat about who? About a person who had already passed away. Somebody who has passed away, when Shariat looks so severely and making a ghibat of that person, what about a person that is living? It is mentioned about, what are we doing in reality? What are we doing in reality by speaking ill about people, by making ghibat about people? My respected brothers, in reality, we are gifting them our nekis, our good deeds.
In Allah's court, no one is going to get away. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدٍ Allah doesn't make zulm. Allah will not allow us to make zulm. When you speak ill of someone, in reality, your salah you are giving that person. Your tilawat of Quran you are giving that person. Your dhikrullah, you are not harming that person. You are benefiting that person. It is mentioned about our Salaf al-Salihin that in their majlis, somebody comes and said, Shaykh, Hazrat, Mawlana, you know what? Somebody was making ghibat about you, was speaking bad about you. What would be the reaction? What would be the reaction? He would say, Aki, definitely that person made ghibat. Definitely, the person would say, yes, wallah, I heard him making ghibat. Immediately what this person would say, that you know what, take this hadiah, take this gift, take this money or whatever it is, and go and give it to that person. Say that I have sent a gift for him. Now the person is shocked. I came to tell you this man making ghibat, you're giving him gift. Doesn't make sense, what are you doing? So what was the response? What was the response? The response was this, that listen, he has gifted me his neki, which I will benefit from forever and ever. What difference does it make? Little bit dunya, which is temporary, let me pay back to some extent, give him a gift also. Because this is what the reality is, and what is even worse, my respected brothers, nowadays with the social media, we're so quick to go for that button. We're not only making verbal ghibat, when we're spreading these malicious rumors, when we're spreading these unfound accusations, when we are spreading these negative sentiments, we are not making ghibat with one and two people, now we are making ghibat with thousands of people at one time. How are we ever going to make tawbah? How are we ever going to ask that person for forgiveness when we have tarnished his reputation with hundreds of people? And what is worse is the ulama also are not safe. This is one thing ulama say, be very, very careful about. Be very careful about tarnishing the image of someone who is involved in the work of deen. Because whatever that person is, he is engaged in the work of deen. And by engaging in the work of deen, people are benefiting from him. You tarnish his reputation. You spread some lies or mischief about, even if it is true, you spread some negativity about that person, what happens? You put an obstacle to other people benefiting from him. Somebody was benefiting from some sheikh or some alim or some scholar or some person in tabligh. He was encouraging people who were not making salah to make salah. He was encouraging people who are away from deen to come close to deen. You start spreading malicious rumors about him. You speak ill about him. That person who was going to benefit from him no longer is going to benefit. This is what is even more dangerous. Because not only have you done this sin of ghibat, now you are doing a sin of becoming an obstacle to the spreading and the tabligh and the propagation of deen. This is why, my respected brothers, if you want sukoon, if you want peace, if you want chain, wallah, such a chain, such a sukoon, such a peace in the heart that nothing in this world can buy, then make this determination not to make ghibat. Stop this tongue, put the brakes. Not only don't make ghibat, one is, there are still that category of people that don't make ghibat. But what is an even higher level, don't listen to ghibat. Don't make ghibat, don't listen to ghibat. Don't allow our children, don't allow our wives, don't allow our parents in front of us. Create this environment that understand this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ashaddu min az-zina, ashaddu min az-zina. This is worse than even making zina. And this is zulm. This is zulm. وَالظُّلْمُ ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And zulm will be darkness on the day of judgment. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.